Recently, Governor Andrew Cuomo delivered his inaugural address at Ellis Island. It was a speech with unsubtle jabs at the Trump administration's immigration policies versus New York's melting pot history. 115th District State Assemblyman D. Billy Jones represents Clinton, Franklin, and part of St. Lawrence counties. The Democrat says the governor had previously outlined his agenda for the new legislative session, so the speech offered no real surprises.
I think we knew a lot of the points that he had made earlier, a couple of weeks ago when he made his address, his agenda. He put that out there. So really nothing new, more or less on a national tone that I took away from it. Kind of the anti-federal government, anti-Trump rhetoric. But, you know, here in the North Country, I'm concerned about getting things done for the residents of the North Country. So that's my agenda.
You sound disappointed that the governor was focused on national issues in his inaugural speech.
Not really disappointed. I just think we have issues here in New York State that need to be addressed. And, you know, it's his inauguration. It was his speech. He can do whatever he wants. I'm just focused on issues here that relate to the North Country and helping the residents get a better life here.
So speaking of issues, particularly for the North Country, what do you plan to focus on in your second term?
Right off the bat, I think we need to continue to provide broadband and cell phone service to residents of the North Country. That's probably the number one issue that comes from my residents. We need to hold the executive to the promise that they made last year in providing broadband and high-speed internet service to all the residents of New York State. And we need to continue the implementation of that. Also, cell phone coverage is a big issue now more than ever because the companies just aren't investing in repairing landlines. And there still are pockets here in my district that do not have cell phone service or internet service or quality internet service. So that's an issue. Continue the Quebec-New York partnership that we have. I was happy to provide funding for that in the last couple of years. That's something that we need to do. We need to have our businesses continue to thrive here. They're doing very well in the Plattsburgh region and in the North Country, and that's something that's a priority to me. And workforce development. We need good workforce development programs. We need to release some of that funding that was promised for these programs last year. I think we can integrate a lot of organizations into that, and I would love to see our community colleges utilized more when that comes. And I travel all around my district, and to every business that I have traveled to and visited, their number one concern is labor. We can talk about all the other issues, but it's labor. There are jobs out there, but we need to have a trained workforce in working in those jobs.
You also mentioned the Quebec-New York partnership. Are you seeing any enhanced challenges with that, with the tariffs with China and some of the cross-border problems, perhaps, that have been created by the Trump administration?
Sure. Well, last year, what I was hearing from businesses and industries here on our side of the border was – and also on the Quebec side, was just the apprehension, the anxiety of not having an agreement. So I think that affected their businesses a little bit. But I think now that there is somewhat of an agreement in place, they are a lot more optimistic for 2019. And from what I'm hearing, they see good things for this coming year. They just wanted – you always want to have a set course, know what you're doing. And know what the obstacles are. And if you don't know what that course is, that leads to a lot of anxiety. And now that we do, I believe we do, I believe Congress will be voting on it, or they will be implementing it. And, but I think now, this coming year, it's predictable. They know what they have to do. So they're happy with the coming year and knowing what they're up against.
You've been working on workforce development since you first went into office. And it's something that the economic developers have been working on for a long time. Have we been making progress, or have things stalled?
You know, last year in the budget, we did appropriate a large number for that. And it was in part of the governor's initiative as well. But I'm having trouble finding out where the money is going, or if it has gone. I'm not saying there's been any kind of malfeasance or anything, but I'm wondering, or I'm having trouble figuring out if the money's been released. You know, we can put money into programs and do all this stuff, but it really comes down to the implementation of these programs and to see where the money goes. And from what I've been hearing from some of the workforce development people around this area, they have not seen that money come to fruition. So we need to do that. Not only that, we need to use these community colleges as workforce development centers. And what they need is they need a little bit of funding. We have the Manufacturing Institute over at Clinton Community. They need some operating money. We need businesses. So I think we're seeing that, and I think we'll see that more and more as this workforce shortage or this labor shortage that these businesses are experiencing now.
D. Billy Jones, do you have any bills ready to go as the session starts?
I have a lot of them ready to go. my recovery jobs bill, what this does is provide an employer, if they hire somebody while in recovery, a small tax break. No different than we're just changing the language that if you're in a certified New York State recovery or treatment facility, that these businesses will get a slight tax break because there's obstacles when people are in recovery that employers have to deal with. So it's providing a small tax break along the line for veterans and for people with developmental disabilities. We just want the language in there that says people in recovery in a certified treatment facility here in New York State. I think that will be huge because we all know that people in recovery need a good, stable job to help them in that recovery. It actually came from a fierce advocate here in the area, which leads me to the best legislation comes from my constituents.
Assemblyman D. Billy Jones is the only Democrat representing New York's North Country. He ran unopposed for re-election and is beginning his second term in the State Assembly. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.